Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about how to properly redirect your website. There's four ways we're going to discuss. You may about know about all of them. You may only know about one, but we are going to give you four. So Tim, why don't you tell us what a redirect is and why you would need one before we tell you about the four different ways.
That is a great idea. So yeah, a redirect is essentially telling the browser to go somewhere else. So it lands on a link and then it's going to immediately go to another link instead. And so this is good for user experience purposes. So say you have a page on your website that you changed and or you removed it, but you want to redirect to your homepage or redirect to the most similar page. Well, you can do that. And that way it'll redirect the user so they don't hit a 404 page and bad user experience. But then the second benefit, which is equally as important, is for search engines. Search engines don't like links that go nowhere. And so if you have a page on your website that's getting a 404 error, whether it's links coming in externally or links internally on your site that are pointing to a page that no longer exists, search engines don't like that. It's a bad user experience, therefore they don't like it. Anything that's bad for the user is also bad for SEO. For search engines. And so you can get a penalty from it and not a good thing. And so a redirect basically will redirect the user onto another page, and search engines love that. David, you want to mention the two different kinds of redirects?
Yeah, there's two types of redirects. There's a 301 redirect and a 302. It's pretty simple. The 301 redirect is permanent. So anytime a page is never coming back and you know that it's going to always go to a new page or post, wherever you're going to redirect it, you're going to want to use a 301 redirect. If it's something temporary, like, you know, for whatever reason, the page is going to come back, you'll want to use a 302 redirect. So it's pretty much that simple. First method, and the easiest method to do redirects, if you're not a developer or a coder and you're managing your own website or you're a do-it-yourselfer, the easiest way is going to be a redirect plugin. One of the ones that we recommend is Quick Page Post Redirect Plugin. You can find it in the repository. It's pretty simple. Put it on your website. You know, it's intuitive. You know, type in the URLs where you want to go, decide what type of redirect you want, 301, 302, you know, point it to the new page, and pretty much you're done. It's pretty easy. It does it automatically for you. The other method is doing it manually. Second method, and that is doing it via the HT access file. Now, before you go editing the HT access file, I'm going to say back up your HT access file. Download it, put a copy of it, save it on your computer. Anytime you go to editing, especially an HT access file, you're going to want to perform a backup. And then it's pretty simple. You can do a Google search on how to do it properly, but basically what you want to do is you want to, you know, put your simple lines of code for the redirect. So redirect 301 space backslash whatever page you want to redirect and, you know, whatever page you want to redirect it to, and you put it above the hashtag begin WordPress. You want to make sure that it's above that. Other than that, and hit save file and you're pretty much done. Elegant Themes has a great article recently that you can go over and take a look at, and they have the step-by-step process. We'll put a link to the show notes in there as well. Tim's got two other methods as well.
Yes, definitely. And thanks for mentioning the Elegant Themes article. That was actually the inspiration for this post. They recently published it. Our good friend BJ, one of the content creators over at Elegant Themes, wrote a great post on it where he talks about the plugin and the HT access and gives you the code on how to do it, the manual method, as David talked about. And so we wanted to take this a couple steps further and add some additional methods as well. So as David mentioned, link in the show notes. And one thing I do want to point out too is, as David mentioned, HT access is a manual method. The plugin just makes it easier, giving you the interface. But what it's actually doing is it's hooking into your htaccess file. It's just doing it in a way that's gives you a better user experience with the graphical user interface instead of having to edit code. The third method is to do it at the hosting level. So most hosting companies use cPanel. And so there is a way to do it in cPanel. Basically, in the domains section of cPanel, you'll see a little icon for redirects. You want to click on there, and it's very self-explanatory. You pop in what page and then where you want to redirect it to, if you want to do it 301, 302. Very simple on cPanel. And then the hosting level as well. So if you're not using a host that uses cPanel, chances are your host has a built-in way. So for example, WP Engine, which we talk about a lot, has a way to do it built-in as well. Very robust, even allows you to do regular expression, to do all kinds of relative link patterns and so forth, which I had to do recently when I changed, migrated my e-commerce system. And so my URLs changed. I didn't want to have to do every single product separately. And so I was able to do relative links. So that's the cPanel, the hosting level way of doing redirects. The fourth and final way is using Cloudflare. We've talked about Cloudflare a few different times, or quite a bit, I guess, on WP the podcast. Cloudflare is awesome for security. It's awesome for speed, but basically an additional added benefit is you can do some redirects. They call it URL forwarding, but it's exactly the same thing. You can set it 301, 302, but it's going to do it rather than hooking into your htaccess file like the plugin does or even the cPanel does. Doing it at the Cloudflare level is going to do that at the DNS level. So before it even hits your server, it's going to redirect them. I wouldn't really say there's a benefit of one or the other. It's just kind of whatever you prefer. The free version of Cloudflare limits you to a certain amount of different page rules that you can set. And the URL forwarding is one of the different page rules. So you won't be able to do a ton of different redirects per domain. But for something quick and easy, it can be a great solution.
Fantastic. Well, there's four ways to create redirects in WordPress. Tomorrow, we've got another great topic. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business toward success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.